Catholic League decries Joe Biden's fixation on the LGBT agenda. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 17, 2021. Catholic League President Bill Donahue denounced President Joe Biden's tunnel vision on human rights in focusing exclusively on LGBT issues while ignoring persecuted Christians. Biden is launching an activist campaign that encourages foreign aid programs abroad to promote the agenda of the LGBT community, Dr. Donahue noted in Wednesday's essay. Giving the rights of LGBT people preferential treatment over Christians and other people of faith. Biden's selective interest in human rights is disturbing, Donahue wrote. It also suggests that the rights of Christians at home, such as the Little Sisters of the Poor, count less than the rights of males and females who are sexually confused. Last summer, in fact, Biden criticized a Supreme Court decision exempting the Little Sisters of the Poor from Obamacare's contraceptive mandate that contradicts their Catholic beliefs. Biden promised he would find a way to reverse the decision. The president's hostility toward people of faith at home has been matched by his silence concerning Christian persecution abroad, Donahue notes. Why would our second Catholic president totally disregard the human rights abuses suffered by Christians abroad? He asked. He must know, or should know, that Christians are being slaughtered and unjustly imprisoned in record numbers. They are not the victims of mere discrimination in the workplace. While ignoring the rights of Christians, Biden has initiated an aggressive program to impose radical secular Western values on parts of the world that do not share our libertine vision of sexuality, Donahue asserts. Whatever happened to respect for diversity? Donahue asks. Aren't we supposed to respect the cultural norms and values of other peoples? Why are we engaging in ideological imperialism? Shoving our twisted ideas of sexuality down the throats of Africans, Asians, and Muslims. Biden's Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said he will prioritize the rights of LGBTQ persons abroad, Donahue notes. Before his confirmation, Blinken vowed to fill an LGBTQ envoy at the United Nations as well as to allow U.S. embassies abroad to fly the LGBTQ pride flag. Meanwhile, at home Biden has affirmed his administration's decision to allow biological males to compete against girls in athletics and to share shower facilities with them, guaranteed by an executive order requiring all federal agencies to expand discrimination protections to include sex and gender. He said that children should be able to learn without worrying about whether they will be denied access to the restroom, the locker room, or school sports, Donahue states. As criteria for granting asylum for refugees, Biden has also prioritized sexual orientation and gender in yet another executive order signed on February 4. On that day, Biden promised his administration would reinvigorate our leadership on key issues and do it internationally. He later issued a memorandum saying he wanted to lead by the power of our example in the cause of advancing the human rights of LGBT+ persons around the world. Our devout Catholic president has gotten off to a bad start on human rights, Donahue concludes. Follow @Williams_Rome.